The East Bay Business Times welcomes you to the Publisher's Notebook podcast, hosted by Mike Consul, publisher of the East Bay Business Times. The Publisher's Notebook features an interview with a different East Bay executive each week. This is an expanded audio version of the column that appeared in the weekly print edition. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment is sponsored by Studio Blue. And now your host, Mike Consul.
And now, the East Bay Business Times interview with Bay Area Council CEO Jim Wunderman.
What is your essential business philosophy, your basic business philosophy?
In terms of my business philosophy, I think it's really important to have a very well thought out, well developed strategy, and then go forward and implement that strategy, and really try not to get caught up in what the competition is doing. There's a great tendency, and you're constantly reminded of what others are doing. I think you need to think about what you're doing and make it work correctly. If you do that, I think there's a lot of opportunity for success.
So executing any kind of plan always requires energy and motivation on the part of an executive. So what do you do to stay motivated?
It isn't too difficult to stay motivated because the nature of the work that we do here at the Bay Area Council is so exciting and so focused on issues that are important to the people and important to business in the region. Transportation, our economy, our quality of life. I find these to be exciting. Our members do. So I think that's extremely motivating for me. On the other hand, I've always thought that I have an intense fear of failure. That's motivating too.
How about your guiding principle? You could also interpret that as your motto, your guiding principle. What would you count that as?
In terms of a guiding principle, I think it's really important to take care of and do right by the people you care about and who are taking care of you, your business colleagues or your family.
What is your yardstick of success? In other words, how do you measure success?
In terms of the metrics or the yardstick of success in a role as the head of a nonprofit like the Bay Area Council, it sometimes might be difficult to measure quantitatively. I think it's important to consider leaving the Bay Area a better place than the place that I found it. Having lived here for over 25 years, I think I understand where it's been and where it's come, and I intend to leave it better.
In the time that you've been here, is the Bay Area, as of now, how is it trending? Is it getting better, or is it in a state of decline right now, or at a real key inflection point where it could get better, it could get worse, and we've got to make the right choices here?
I think the Bay Area, in many ways, has become a better place. It's become more cosmopolitan. It's clearly established itself as one of the places in the world where the smartest, most creative people like to congregate and come up with the great new ideas. So from that point of view, the Bay Area is very exciting. On the other hand, some of the quality of life issues have really become quite profound. And, you know, our traffic has gotten much worse. We're said that we're the second worst vehicular traffic in the United States. Our infrastructure hasn't kept up with our growth. Our education system and public education has declined. So we have some work to do, the serious challenges that we address. So there are some ups and there are some downs. But overall, I think, you know, we're doing well. We have our challenges, you know, and that's our job to deal with those.
What is the biggest goal Jim Wunderman has yet to achieve?
In terms of the future, my as yet achieved goal is to find more time. If I had more time, I'd really learn how to play golf and get good at it. And that's just something I haven't found the time to do yet. That's a big goal for the future. Don't know if we'll ever get there.
Who's your favorite golfer?
You know, Arnold Palmer, I think, was one of the great sports legends of our time. You know, growing up, was a really big fan of his. And so I guess I would probably still stick with Arnold Palmer.
What's the best decision you've ever made?
In terms of the best decision in my life, I think it was to leave the East Coast where I grew up in New York and come out to California. Things, really good things happened as a result of that. And whether I made them happen once I got here or just coming here did it, whether this is just the place to be. But coming to the Bay Area, making life here really worked out well. It's shocking to me what I've been able to achieve in this place. I think if I had done the reverse commute and gone from the Bay Area to New York, I doubt I'd have ever been deputy mayor and chief of staff to the mayor of New York City. I was able to achieve that and the vice versa, and that's, you know, it was pretty good.
What do you think you'd be doing if you had stayed in New York?
Well, my mother wanted me to be an accountant. I probably would have been a decent one. 3,000 miles of distance may have helped achieve some different kinds of things that I may not have strived for or thought I could achieve had I not been far enough from home to kind of think about those kinds of dreams.
What's the worst decision you've ever made? Which one would you want to take back?
I've made so many bad decisions. That's a really hard question to answer. I remember being chief of staff to Mayor Jordan, and we had to make a very important decision about the next head of the San Francisco Health Department. And one candidate was a very well-established member of the department who'd been the assistant head of each section. The other person was a woman named Sandra Hernandez, who'd done very well but was younger and a little less established. And so I didn't recommend Sandra, and the head of the commission at the time said he could get the votes for whoever the mayor and I decided was the candidate, so it was the other person. It turned out he didn't count well, and Sandra got the votes anyway. And I had to explain to the public why our announced next head of the health department wasn't that person. But that was embarrassing, but it turned out that Sandra was one of the finest people I've ever met in my life. I only wished it had been my recommendation to put her in the job. I still regret that.
You're in a position of leadership, and you deal with people in a positions of leadership constantly. What is your definition of leadership?
There's a lot of different ways to provide leadership and a lot of theories about this, and I've read a lot about this. We all have. I think it's about making sure you have a well-developed strategy, and you continually provide guidance around that, and then help people who you work with and who succeed in implementing that strategy, and not to be overly hands-on in the process. But, let people succeed. Sometimes let them fail and learn. Delegate and help people make their job successful, and that makes the organization successful.
What is the biggest missed opportunity of Jim Wonderman's life or career?
One of the interesting things in terms of my missed opportunities, and I've had probably a few like we all have, I was a rabid 49er fan growing up in New York City. I was the only one I ever knew because at the time they weren't a very good team, but I was in love with San Francisco and the Bay Area and fell in love with the team. And I came out, and having worked in the two mayoral administrations, I ended up, after I was chief of staff to Mayor Jordan, I went to work for the 49ers as a consultant on their project to develop a new stadium, Candlestick Point, in a very difficult two-year process culminated by a tough, tough campaign. We were actually able to convince the public of San Francisco to support a bond measure and a land use plan to build a new stadium. When that happened, I would and should have been the person to build that stadium or been integrally involved in that. It turned out the ownership had some issues and things changed and the project was never done and I went on to other things. And my heart was really in that project. It was unfortunate I didn't get a chance to do that one.
Who was your mentor?
Well, I had the pleasure of working for 5 years at a fairly youthful point in life for then Mayor Dianne Feinstein. I could almost kind of look at life as life before Feinstein and life during and after. And she made a tremendous impression on me. I think I learned more from working for that woman than I could have from anyone else. I mean, she's someone who really leads by example, very, very demanding, very, very smart, and knows how to get things done. And a sense of determination and practicality you just don't see in other people. I can't match her in any way, but where I can emulate her, I always try. I think, well, what would Dianne do?
What is the single word that best describes Jim Wonderman?
It's hard to describe yourself in one word, but I would say maybe driven. I work pretty hard. I spend a lot of time at what I do. I don't just let things happen around me. I try to control the circumstances. So I would say maybe driven.
What do you like best about what you do?
I have a phenomenal job at the Bay Area Council and leading an organization of CEOs and business leaders who are such sharp, incisive, caring people. And to get to work with them on issues that are important to the general public and the quality of life and the economy of this great region is an honor and a pleasure. I enjoy it every single day. And I learn things every single day from having the chance to work with people like this who didn't get to where they are for no reason. All of these people achieved their place in life through combinations of education, hard work, and having to prove themselves in their environment to get to the top. Those are my colleagues and my bosses, and I'm very lucky to have them.
Thank you for joining this segment of The Publisher's Notebook with your host, Mike Consul. Publisher's Notebook is produced by XLRQ.com. This segment was sponsored by Studio Blue.